What's up, K-State Nation? Welcome back to another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer, if I could talk, here on this Friday night here in Kansas City, Missouri, per usual, for the Purple Project Podcast. And yes, it's another K-State podcast. All things K-State sports, whether it is basketball coming to a close, almost anyways. Women's tennis, how about that? I just hopped on there. And women's tennis getting a win. Another one. Yes, sir. That's going to be a separate episode, though. We're going to focus primarily on women's basketball and another loss, two and done, for the K-State women's basketball team. We'll get into that in just a minute. It's your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much once again for checking out this podcast. This will come out later on tonight. I got another one later on this evening. Obviously, the weekend preview is going to be coming out here in a little bit. And after that, it's going to be this podcast and, then of course, probably K-State baseball as they get a win today to open up their home schedule out there in Twin Family Stadium. Big 12 tournament, postcast, K-State is done. Eliminated following a tough loss in which K-State at one point, early in the game, I did briefly check-ins. I didn't feel like downloading the app to listen to the game, so figure, you know, let's just try to keep up with what's going on. And I had a pretty good idea what's going on. Did check the Twitter feed as well throughout. K-State at one point had an 11-point lead. Early in this game, it wasn't enough. And somebody had a nerve tweet on there and said that they played well in this game, it wasn't enough. Of course it wasn't enough. That's stupid to be saying that at this time of the year. Of course they didn't have enough. come on, man. What are we doing here? K-State, West Virginia was not going to roll over. I said it yet last night on this podcast. This was going to be right down to the thick of things here. In both even teams. If K-State gets right, look, they're preseason number one. It doesn't mean much now because they're eliminated from this Big 12 tournament today in Kansas City, up here in Kansas City. Right, oh, by the way, 73-69, West Virginia knocks down a pair of free throws late and gets a critical stop late in the game there. And J.J. Quinterly, I ain't see her no more. she lit up K-State not once. She really lit up K-State. And this one had 15 points in the first half. She ended up with 24, 25 points in this basketball game. And really the big reason why West Virginia won this game. But K-State are dominant in the first half. But you knew in the back of your mind, okay, West Virginia going to make some type of run in the second half. West Virginia did, and they did. In the third quarter, I have talked about the third quarter all season long. On the Purple Project Podcast, if you've been with us throughout this season, I have said K-State, particularly the ladies, really focusing on the ladies, not the men. The men obviously play tomorrow, wrap up the regular season tomorrow. We're not talking about them right now. Ladies have been majorly dominant in the third quarter. They haven't. When it comes to these teams, they haven't been. In West Virginia, they got back in the game, took the lead, and then a crazy ending in the third quarter. Tamir Poindexter hit a long shot there, seeing a wild third quarter there. And from then on, swinging back and forth in the fourth quarter there, West Virginia gets a critical turnover there off the inbound pass. Quinterly knocks down the jumper like she did all game long in this game, just making shots the way she wanted to. Did everything what she wanted to in this game, right? And fact that, yes, it is disappointing. See this team go out like that. And in the year, and I'm gonna finish up listening to Jasmine, our girl, friend of the podcast, Jasmine Halliburton's podcast. I was listening to it on the way home. Usually I don't do that. Usually I don't pop in a K-State podcast right away. But had to listen to this one. I had to listen to it, and I will finish it up in the morning or tonight rather. She laid this out. K-State has lost 4 of 6, and that's including the postseason now. And yeah, this definitely, and I said it at the end of the postcast yesterday after UCF win. They were also on the bandwagon that they're not going to host And pretty much, yeah, they pretty much seals it. They're not going to host it. They're going to have to go somewhere. Well, they are going somewhere for the NCAAs. They're going to have to figure this out. Obviously, the Ioka situation does not help. But again, I thought, like many of y'all, KC Nation, that I really thought stood on the pedestal that they can handle it. And boy, they didn't. But hey, Keeney Taylor put on a show for K-State this morning. Perfect. From the field. Perfect. That's some Ioka. That's some what Ioka can do. That Ioka does. 9-9 from the field. Woo! 21 points. And I said, literally said on here, somebody else gonna have to help Serena out. And Serena, Serena, there's a milestone achieved. And Serena's had a stellar, and she's had one stellar career at K-State. It doesn't really mean much now. But Serena's gonna turn around and look back at her time at K-State like, holy damn. Did I put it on for my college, for my university? I put on for my university, right? Kennedy Taylor went off in this game. Tamara Poindexter was good, really good as well. Of course, I don't fault her for shooting that three there. You're going for it right there. I don't fault her one bit because, look, West Virginia, they had momentum in the second half of this game. You're going for the win right there. I like the shot. Wide open there. Like Jasmine said, wide open. That's wide open. I've seen it all year long. And yes, you got to hit that shot, but it's easier said than done. Majority of the time. And this ain't it. This is not the NBA. This is college basketball. And damn, I thought she was gonna hit that shot for a minute, but it didn't hit. West Virginia's rebound, and then they slammed the door on the Lady Cats there, hitting a pair of free throws there to end this game. Yeah, Poindexter and Taylor, your newcomers from the beginning of the year, step up big in this basketball game. But K-State now falls to 26-7. Now you wait your fate to where you go for the double NCAA tournament. This is a Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. K-State losing in the quarters. Heartbreak City. West Virginia eliminates them. 4-5 matchup. 73-69 up here at T-Mobile Center today in Kansas City. Falling K-State there. In the first half, maintaining a double-digit lead. You would have thought about that. I would have told you, hell no. Especially the way K-State played West Virginia the first time. Getting their ass kicked. They're doing the ass kicking in the first half there. Led by Kennedy Taylor in this game. Poindexter wrote this down. 16 points of 6-11 shooting from the field. 3-5 from downtown. A unfortunate wide-open three miss, which would have potentially 1K stayed the game. But yeah, you would have put the ball back in the hands of a red hot JJ Cornelius. Let's go inside this box score here. And yeah, Serena Sundell got the now all-time assist leader for K-State now. She'll, regardless of what K-State does in the NCAA tournament, Serena Sundell will leave Manhattan with the assist lead. But for today, it's all for naught now. As her team loses in the quarterfinals there. West Virginia outscored K-State in the second half of this game. Let's see if I can do some quick math. 37-25? Yeah, 37-25 by itself. So West Virginia turned the tables on K-State there, and K-State will look back on this game and said it was a missed opportunity. Why did I say that? The second quarter. These teams could find a bucket in the second quarter. West Virginia outscored. Somehow, the Mountaineers outscored Kansas State by 2. 13-11, right? K-State laid 33 in the first quarter. through West Virginia's 22, right? And West Virginia was the designated home team here. West Virginia ended up shooting 50% for shooting from the field. You're not going to win. You're not going to advance through the rounds to the NCAA tournament allowing a opposing team to shoot 50% from the field unless you shoot better than them, which K-State did, but lost, right? Go back. Let's go back through Janiyah Quinterly. Woo! Jeff Mitty going to have nightmares tonight. 24 points. Played all the minutes. 9-18 shooting from the field. Also getting help from Jordan Harrison and Sidney Shaw and Jordan Thomas. This is what I talked about. You needed help, which, yes, K-State did get help, but you need more of it. West Virginia did a little bit more than K-State did in this game. Harrison, 19. Shaw, 13. Thomas, 11. That's points respectively there as well for the Cats there in this game. K-State did get 27 bench points in this game. Go back to Serena Sundell real quick. She played all but 1 minute. 10 points, a steal, 9 assists in this game. Yeah. Huh? She was 4-6 from the only 4-6 from the field. Point Dexter, 6-11. Zina Walker, Bismo, 3-12 from the field. 8 points. Along with Jalen Glenn's 8 points as well. Jalen Glenn was 3-9 from the field. Taylor Kennedy. See, there we go. Another penny in the bank. Let me put that penny in the bank. I did it again. Yep. Kennedy Taylor, 22. She was terrific. 9-9 from the field in his basketball game. 21 points. Terrence Size had 6 off the bench, 2 of 3 from downtown. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports here. Big 12 wrapped up. Kansas State Wildcats, ladies basketball team, 20th ranked in the nation, eliminated from the Big 12 tournament this morning by 4 over West Virginia. Lost by 4. Over West Virginia in this game. Eddie Gray III, Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Real quick, let me see if I can find anything. Yeah, it's just, look back on this game. It was a big missed opportunity for K-State to lay it on West Virginia. 11 second quarter points. That's also not going to get it done if you want to advance. Or if you get in the game, get by a game. I'm concerned. I am legit concerned. Yeah, they're supposed to get Yoki back. Hopefully. And again, it might not be 100% Yoki Lee. It's probably gonna be 80-90% healthy, if even that. So you need her services on the floor to affect the defense, whoever they're gonna play. We'll talk about that once the bracket's revealed for the K-State basketball team there. But yeah, I'm with Jasmine on that. Something's gonna have to happen. If K-State's even going to sniff the second weekend of the NCAA tournament, it's a big disappointment because you were picked preseason number one over Iowa State, over West Virginia, over Oklahoma State, over TCU. I didn't expect TCU to be that good, damn good. Let's get that put out there in the universe. But disappointing, and I'm not gonna go into quotes on Jeff Mini, so we're just going to speak from the mind, like we usually do on this podcast. So, well, yeah, something's got to change. Something's got to happen. Kind of reset. Do a little resetting a little bit. They had West Virginia on the ropes. If you score more than 11 points in the second quarter, we're singing a different tune, and we might be going to T-Mobile Center in the morning, see the Lady Cats play. We're thinking, I didn't get too high about it in the moment. I'm like, oh, Eddie, settle down. Chill out. West Virginia's going to make a run, which they did. They just made more plays, a little bit more plays down the stretch, getting that critical turnover there and converting on it there in the basketball game there. And that's the difference of this game there. Point Dexter missed a wide open three, which could have won the basketball game there. I mean, they had seconds left. West Virginia was going to get that ball back and maybe do something with it. But yeah, this is frustrating. This is frustrating in the end of the season. 4 of the last 6, K-State women's basketball is lost now. And now you wait your destination and you got to hit the reset. Yeah, pretty much now, either way, you have to hit the you have to hit the reset button now. And yeah, you need your best player now It's win or go home, definitely now, for the Lady Wildcats after losing, being eliminated from Big 12 tournament contention earlier today against West Virginia, 73-69, pretty much heartbreaking fashion. After a dominant, really, for your dominant throughout the first half, the second quarter, 11 points. That's all I gotta say there. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where podcasts found, free and available daily. We're gonna have a chance to record K-State content. Now, K-State ladies basketball, Chet, Minnie, Serena, Sundell, Aoki, Kenny Taylor company will look at their next destination, where they're gonna be going for the NCAA tournament. This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. Make sure you do go ahead and hit that like, subscribe button. Yes, there are sirens going off. You hear it? I can't do nothing about that. But anyways, like, subscribe, hit the alarm bell. Every time we post content, we're right there. This will come out tonight, so be on the lookout for that. Alex Hayden, Eddie Greer, Pro Project Podcast continues into another busy week for K-State Athletics.